What's up with Jessup? It's the only way to wake up. We state our views, state facts, and then afterwards we make up. From politics, business, to lifestyle, let's get this. Jessup Jong knows all the facts. He has no missed list. This podcast is your place for breaking news and hot takes. It's the only way to wake up. What's up with Jessup?
Welcome back to the Study With Me series. This is a new concept series in which I study and you get to have that peer pressure of studying together. You know, it's especially important when you want to keep yourself motivated to have some kind of timer and someone to keep you accountable. I would like to be that person for you. So you can, you know, start the podcast and then mute it and then just follow the time period and say, you know, this is a 20-minute podcast. I will be studying for 20 minutes. So you can literally mute it from now if you'd like. And if you're just, you know, curious about my studying process, then you can keep it with the sound on and you can study with me. And I will be putting on, minutes. I will be having a timer set and doing short bursts of studying. So let's get to it. Do you ever have the moment when you focused way too much that you collapsed right afterwards? Well, I'm having that moment right now. I just had a 30-minute call with co-workers and my bosses, and it wasn't that stressful. It was just going over assignments and things like that, just going over the project that we're working on together. But I was way too zoned in, and that's probably a good thing. And I think I took on more work than I should have, maybe. And I may have gotten a good image to my bosses. May have been a good first impression, but I don't know. And the bigger problem is that for almost 30 minutes, 40 minutes after the meeting, I cannot be productive right now. And that probably happens to you as well. If you've taken any kind of exam, like the SATs, you will probably know that, you know, after taking that exam, your entire body feels weak, your energy sucked out, and you just want to go to sleep or rest. And that's exactly how I feel right now. And is it good? Is it bad? I don't know. I'm still learning. And maybe you can let me know in your feedback. Send me an email, instant message, digital message. Let me know. But as far as I know, it may be worth it. It may not be worth that a little bit of extra performance. But the consequences are definitely a big blow that isn't good for your productivity. I was very productive from 10 in the morning till 12:30 for 2.5 hours, and then I had lunch, and then I had the 30-minute call. I was all productive until then. Only now am I being... It's been very hard to focus. And so I've been doing a meditation session just to get my heartbeat to a normal level, because when you get excited, get nervous, get very anxious, get focused, concentrated, you go into a fight or flight mode where, you know, you have a shorter sight, range of sight, because you're focused, your mouth dries up, your internal organs stop working, and a more... blood is flowing into your brain because you are either trying to fight or flight whichever threat or imaginary threat that you're facing right now. And in my case, I was facing imaginary threat of a project assignment and trying to look good in front of the superior officers. So, what can you do from here? What can you do? I feel like first things first, I talked about the meditation, maybe calming yourself down. And this podcast is meta, but that's kind of serving as a calming agent, where do something that calms you. Just get away from work a little bit. It's counterintuitive, but trust me, I mean, if you just freak out over the same thing for 30 minutes, it's not going to be productive anyways. You might as well get the rest you need and then get back to your work. So, that's what I'm thinking. But, I don't know. After calming yourself, you can definitely take things step by step. That is the answer to everything. Taking things step by step, making it so easy that you will start doing the assignment without yourself really knowing. And so, from my perspective, what I could do is put on my glasses, right? Just roll over a little bit, just a little bit, because I'm laying on my bed, all tired out. You can now sit on your bed, and then you look at yourself, and you look at your disheveled clothes, and you put yourself together, because it really starts with the small steps. You put yourself into a more organized state. You fix your clothes. You fix your face. Maybe hair if it's disheveled. Fortunately, I have too short of a hair for them to be tangled or anything like that. And then walk to wherever your productivity workstation is, your desk, your couch. I don't know where you work, but wherever you work at, go over there. Maybe have a drink of water. You can now sit down. And then just write down the very first thing, the easiest thing you can do. And do it. And for me, the easiest thing I can do is open my computer. Ready? I'm opening my computer. Whoa. I know this might sound maybe a little bit too extreme, but you've heard it before. I mean, go back to the podcast about habits. The really easiest way to do something when you do not have the motivation is to break it down into such small tasks that it's impossible not to do it. And so I will show you in person how that works, because I need that magic myself. And so this is the realist podcast. You'll see where I am applying that very advice upon myself. I'm mostly giving out advice that I use myself, has been working, or I am working on so that it works for me as well. So it's really working. What I'm doing right now is I'm now cleaning up my computer, because why not? I mean, it's something that's productive. I mean, it does something. It's a preparatory work to get yourself into the mode of productivity. You're not even being productive yet, but no matter, it's something. And that's what's really important. It's better than nothing, as people would say. And so now I am cleaning up my other monitor, or my iPad, just to get things into shape. And it's crazy what these small things, things that are very insignificant, or at least seemingly insignificant, can do on your entire productivity, your mindset, your everything. Because these small things are actually things that you achieve. And from achieving these small goals, you can get a sense of accomplishment that you wouldn't be able to get when you're tackling a very formidable task. When you have to do everything by a certain date and it's a huge task achievement that you wouldn't even imagine being able to do. This way, you will be able to at least hedge your risks in some manner by saying, you know, even if I haven't done the entirely crazy numbers of tasks or goals that you want to achieve, at least you've done something. It's better than doing nothing, and if you were had to stay in that state, you would have actually done nothing. So great, I opened my computer, cleaned the monitors. Now I'm going to log in to my computer, right? You've got to log in to be able to do any kind of work. So I'm going to log in, and then I'm going to open up all my electronic apparata. I don't know, is that how you say it? I'm going to, for fun, look up apparatus in the dictionary just to make sure if that is, if there is a, oh, so the plural version is apparatuses. Fascinating. So now I am going to reward myself for having opened the computer. I know it's pretty, pretty ridiculous, may sound very ridiculous, but I'm going to reward myself by getting a piece of fruit, because nothing can't hurt having just a little bit of fruit. It's not chocolate. I would have normally gone for chocolate, but I know that chocolate would ruin me, give me probably a sugar crash, and therefore I am going for an apple, which is so much better for you. So that's what I'm doing right now as we speak. What is this? Oops. Okay, good. Alright, I got an apple. Maybe I could use some chocolate. Let's get some chocolate. It can't hurt. So I'm washing the apple. Let's get just a little bit of chocolate. Just a little bit of chocolate. Chocolate. Here. See, you may be already feeling better. I may be already feeling better. It's really the power of taking small steps towards what you want to achieve. Just take them. You already know the Nike motto, just do it, and it's true. Once you start just doing something, you get there before you realize it. And so right now, for me, I'm definitely not there yet, but I'm definitely near the place where I can consume chocolate and lots of sugar, so that's good. Chocolate. I should reward myself with maybe sparkling water. I'm having a bite of the apple. Oh, it is glorious. Amazing. And then I'm taking out some sparkling water to put back in the fridge. Because you've got to restock those things, believe it or not. All right, let's go restock that. And it's fascinating. I mean, I'm just eating, but already the amount of stress and cholesterol I have in my body, I can feel it decreasing, which is just insane. I already feel a little bit more relaxed. I feel so much better. Just from eating the apple, it feels very healthy. It probably is healthy. And I feel great about myself. And I'm doing something to take care of myself, give myself a break. It's a snack break. And I don't feel guilty about it. And yeah. Let's walk all the way back to my room where I am working. Just the fact that you make your own environment, the ability to control your own environment is everything. It's very powerful of a concept. And you can take active steps, however small, to make yourself better. And that's what makes the difference. Because it's not really the hardships that you face that define you. Rather, it's how you overcome those hardships that really define your value, your greatness. And if you are able to overcome from these hardships, you will become much better. You will be able to overcome them easily and more easily, more often, because you will be just experiencing them on a daily basis, and this will help you. So yeah. Now I'm having my apple. I do feel so much better. All right. So the easiest thing I could think of myself doing is going into the workspace I have, just opening the window up. So I'm gonna log in. I'm gonna open up the authentication. Authentication. Authentication is the right word. Don't put the F in it. Just say authentication. Authentication.
Authentication.
There it is. You heard it there. Authentication. All right. Now, what I'm going to do is play some music. I'm just going to make
everything about this just so much easier for me to do work. And in doing so, I'm going to make it as much enjoyable as possible. And as you can tell, this is one of the songs I like to listen to. Alright, so I logged in. This is good. I've made progress. Alright. I've checked my email, nothing has come so far. to wake up by 8 a.m. tomorrow. So I'm going to set an alarm at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Okay, so I set a schedule for this meeting that will be happening tomorrow at 8 in the morning. It's an international meeting, so it's an evening for other people, but it's kind of early for me tomorrow. But I have no choice, I have to attend it. It's part of work, so I have a full day ahead, today and tomorrow. But good thing is, I made plans for it, so I'm on top of it. I'm at least handling it, which is good, and I know about it. So Alright, so you might be wondering, what am I doing here? This is just music. What am I doing? Well, that's a great question you asked, because I've been just scrolling the internet, maybe going through emails and stuff, but not much since I've scheduled the previous one. Oh, I've just gotten a sound for an email. This is good. So I'm going to apply a rule and say, move messages from this person to the announcements portion. Another folder called North Korea and send in all the email there from HR and K. That So I'm moving a lot of emails by applying rules so that they no longer come into the main inbox. So I sent back an email. I feel like I'm actually in a better position now, being able to focus. So this is good. This has been the full experience, really the real-time experience of how to get yourself from inactivity to productivity. And I'm still working on it, as you can see. But I've at least responded to 2 emails, and you know, I've worked on something, which is really better than nothing. So that's that. Thank you for listening. I will see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.